Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, PeopleStack family. Jen Bunk here. I am the CEO of the PeopleStack, and the topic of the week is getting fired. Getting fired for all the wrong reasons. And I talked on the last episode, gave you some examples of stories of clients and myself who were in some very tricky situations where somebody was either fired or laid off, like that person was fired or laid off, or in my case, I was denied a promotion, almost denied a promotion, for all the wrong reasons. And we've been seeing this come up more and more lately. Like, it's not a situation where you're not performing up to par, you're fired. You're not performing up to par, we're not going to give you that promotion. No, it's more about politics and ego and holding grudges and using people as examples. And I talked about that in the last episode, and it began to talk about, you know, what to do if you're in this situation, how to move forward. And that's what I want to continue talking about on this episode, because what I want you to understand is how to move on, how to let it go, because it's a hard thing to let go. If you're fired, if you're laid off and you're like taken by surprise by it, even if you're not though, getting fired or laid off is really something that can be hard to let go and hard to move on from. And that's what I want you to learn how to do. Whether or not you're in a situation where you've been fired or you've been laid off, or you've been denied a promotion or a pay raise, if you're in that situation, absolutely the value you're going to get is how to move on and how to thrive through it, not just survive it. But even if you're not in that situation, it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Some form of this is absolutely going to happen to you at some point in your career. Whether it's you get fired, you get laid off or let go, you ask for a promotion and somebody says no, you ask for a raise and somebody says no, or it's some version of that where it's like everything feels great and you're getting great performance reviews and your team is saying wonderful things about you. But then, like out of nowhere, it's like a punch to the face that you didn't even see coming. You're fired, you're laid off. No, you can't get the promotion. We need to have a conversation. We're going to put you on a PIP. You're not performing up to par. We really need to talk about your attitude. We really need to talk about what's going on here because it's been going on for too long and I'm not going to let this sit anymore. Something like that is absolutely going to happen to you in your career where you're just out of left field. WTF, where did that come from? I thought I was doing great. And so the message that I want to send is that if you don't forgive, it is going to haunt you for your entire career and you're never going to get over it and you're never going to move on. So what I mean by forgive is if you don't forgive the person who fired you, if you don't forgive the organization who laid you off, if you don't forgive your boss for not giving you that promotion, if you don't forgive that director, that senior leader for giving you that bad performance review. If you do not forgive, there's no way you're going to move on from it. If you carry that anger, that resentment, that frustration with you, it is going to prevent you from making the impact that you're capable of. It is going to haunt you for your entire career. And unfortunately, we've seen this happen time and time again, where this has haunted people. We talk over the last 5 years, we've talked with hundreds, it's close to 1,000 at this point, technical managers, technical leaders who want help or who are committed to getting help in upgrading their careers. And there are so many cases where people were just actually not ready to get that help because they did not forgive. One particular situation that I'm thinking of was, I talked with a person, and this was years ago. I talked with him and he was fired. And based on his version of the story, he was fired for all the wrong reasons. Politics, ego, they just didn't like me. They didn't like the fact about how old I was, right? That in his mind, the reason that he was fired was because he was quote unquote too old. They wanted to hire someone younger than him. Although when I probed a little bit more, I found out that he wasn't getting the best performance reviews. He wasn't getting the support of his team and of senior management. So this wasn't like the case I was talking about in the other episode where it was like glowing performance reviews, everybody loves me, and pow, you're fired, right? This was, with this particular gentleman, it was a case where there was a lot going on and he was fired. Now, I can't say whether or not, you know, it was, but why it was, right? I got to talk to this person for all of an hour and a half. But what was clear was that but at the time I was talking with him, it was a long period of time. It was like 6 months or so since he had been fired. It may have been longer than that. And so he had been on the job market for 6 months and hadn't found a job yet. And when I dug a little deeper, it was clear that he hadn't forgiven his prior employer. Like his boss is the one who fired him. And it was harboring a ton of anger. I heard it on the phone. This was a phone call. It wasn't even a video call, right? I heard the anger at his former boss on that call. And look, it's understandable. I get it, right? You're entitled to that anger. However, it's been 6 months. And you're still carrying that with you. And it was clear to me that that was why he hadn't gotten a new job yet, because he hadn't forgiven. And I asked him point blank, have you forgiven your former boss for firing you? No, why would I forgive him? He's a insert expletives, multiple expletives here. 6 months later, still from an extreme place of anger and resentment, hurling expletives about his boss, about his former boss, on a call with a career coach. That's what was keeping him from winning on the job market. He didn't forgive, and he didn't want to forgive. He wanted to carry that anger. And look, that happens. I absolutely understand. There's like, I have a right to be angry, and you choose and you want to feel angry. But there comes a point when you got to move on. And I happened to run into him recently. And caught up a little bit. He did end up getting a job, but it was way below his pay grade. And he's miserable. He's miserable. I want to help him, but he doesn't want the help because he's still harboring that anger. He's still telling himself that story that they fired me. How dare they? That better not happen again. So we can't help someone who's not in a place to be helped. But I know that those of you who are listening want to be helped. You wouldn't be listening to this, right? This is it's a cautionary tale of even the best of us, right? Like this person that's harboring this anger at his former boss, he's extremely intelligent, extremely wise even, right? And has a tech skill set that like blows my mind. And I know a lot of tech people. And he absolutely has the capability to be a wonderful manager. And yet, he probably never will, because he won't let go of the anger and he won't forgive. And so the question then becomes, how can we take this cautionary tale and what can we learn from it? The question is, how do you move on from that kind of a situation? If you've been fired, if you've been laid off, if you were denied a promotion, denied a raise, or some other out of left field, lack of recognition, something like that. How do you move on from it? Number one, you have to forgive. You have to. With all of your mind, body, soul, every piece of you, you have to forgive. I forgive you for making that decision. And coupled with that forgiveness, you got to take ownership. You got to realize this is your career. Number one, what can I do better next time? What can I learn from this? Because in a lot of these situations, even though it's a situation where it's their ego, their politics, their fear, their shame, that's the reason that they fired you, there's still a chance to take a look and say, how can I take ownership here and do better, do even better than I have in the past? To have my ear even closer to the ground, to have my finger even more on the pulse of what's going on, to decrease the chances of these out of left field punches coming at me. Can we anticipate all of them? Can we predict all of them? No. That's why it's called out of left field. But by taking ownership, you're going to be able to forgive even better. Because at the end of the day, it's, I forgive you because I'm ready to take ownership and move on and build my career. So that's really what it is. Number one, forgive. Number two, take ownership. And number three, move on. And really what's best is if you throw those all into a pot together. It's not like step one, step two, step three. It's kind of like there's the forgiveness, there's the taking ownership, and you sprinkle that in too, and then I'm going to move on. And then you put it in a pot all to all boil together in a wonderful way to create a wonderful, yummy stew that is your career. Because by focusing on what's next, by focusing on what you control, And by saying, I forgive you, you are taking control of that situation. You're not letting their decision affect how you show up. That's what was happening with my friend, the gentleman that I was talking about. He was letting another person's decision to fire him get in the way of moving forward in his career. Don't give somebody else that power. Forgive. Right? When you forgive, like sometimes people frame forgiveness as, I'm giving away my power if I forgive them. No, you're taking that power. You're taking control by forgiving. Because now you're going to show up better. It's like putting that weight down. If you don't forgive, you're trying to upgrade your career and trying to scale that mountain with all of this extra weight on your back. When you forgive, you're like, why am I carrying this weight? Psh, bye. And you take it off. You're claiming more power when you forgive, when you take ownership, and when you move on. So that's what you need to do. And so at this point, I've given you some strategies on how to deal with even the worst cases of under-recognition. That's really what we're talking about here. How do you deal with emotionally and strategically? How do you deal with lack of recognition? And so it's okay, right? It's okay if you just kind of say, all right, I have these great strategies. Done, click, stop. But is that really what you need to do right now? Is just sort of say, okay, here's the strategies. I think maybe I'll implement them and then just move on with your life and just call this another video. Just call this another podcast that I listened to where I found some good ideas. Okay, time to move on with the rest of my life. Or what you can do is you can choose to take action on these and actually implement them. And here's what I also know, that while I've covered them in very broad strokes, everybody has a different story. Everybody has a different context. And you want to know how to apply all of these strategies, the forgiveness, the taking ownership, and the moving on in your career. You want to know how to do that specifically in your situation, with your challenges, with your team, with your goals, with your dreams. You want to know how to do that. So if you're committed to moving forward and taking action and applying what I'm talking about today, then go ahead and book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. What we're going to do is we're going to take a deep dive. What's not working in your career? Where do you want to go? And we're going to craft a custom tailored plan for you that's specific to what's not working in your career, that's specific to what your career dreams are, that's specific to the challenges that you are currently and will inevitably continue to experience as you move forward in climbing that path and going on that journey. We're going to craft a specific custom tailored plan for you. And if we're 100% confident that we're the experts to help you implement that plan, then we're going to talk about that and we'll talk about what that would look like. And it's always your choice whether or not you want to work together. Number one, as long as the number one thing to understand is that as long as you show up coachable, you show up ready to get to the truth about how to move on from whatever lack of recognition that you've experienced in your career, you want to get to the truth to that. And you want to take actions to do that, then we're here to help. And it's going to be an extremely clarifying, extremely valuable conversation. thepeoplestack.com/book. So to wrap up, if you've experienced a minor or a medium or a major lack of recognition at work, you have to forgive. You have to forgive the person who failed to recognize you. You have to. If you don't, it is absolutely going to haunt you. It is going to destroy your career, and I do not want that for you. Forgive, take ownership, and move on. That's the message of the day. Take care, folks. Talk to you again really soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.